RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Final show of the year, final day of the year, 2025. Fixing to be in the rear view mirror, looking forward to 2026. But right now, we go talk to our man from WJZ TV, the anchor, Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick?
And no other way to close out the year than with a little PYT and you guys. How we doing?
Doing well, man. We just got word from, who gave us the word, Joe? Ian Rappaport said that Lamar Jackson is expected to practice today. If he's going to practice on Wednesday, I think, unless there's a setback, that all but says he's probably going to play on Sunday.
I would tend to agree with that. And I got to say, I'm a little bit surprised. I thought Huntley was going to be starting this game. But if he's practicing, I think I'm with you. Unless there's a setback or something else happens here in these next couple of days, it looks like it's going to be Lamar. And then, you know, I'm not sure how people feel about that. I'm not sure how I feel about it. And I think the thing is, by no means, you know, I love how people, when you bring this conversation up, they're like, Tyler Huntley's not better than Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that. Okay, again, Lamar, generational talent, we know that. But the way that offense looked last week, and depending how banged up Lamar still is, to me, the trigger with that offense and why it went, yes, they committed to running the ball, but Tyler Huntley was a threat at the mesh point. And Lamar has not been a threat at the mesh point the last few weeks. And if he is hurt to the point where he can't take off, and teams figure that out early, it really changes the identity of that O. The fact that Tyler Huntley had legs and he could scramble and he can make plays, that really changed the way things went. So if Lamar's practicing and he's going to play, he better be ready to go. Because if not, I think it really hinders that offense, and you're not going to see what you saw on Saturday with, you know, a rushing attack that just took over, throwing up 40 points on the board.
Rick, let me put you on the spot. If they lose, does Harbaugh survive?
If they lose, I think between Harbaugh or Lamar, and it's going to be a dramatic offseason, I think one of them goes. I really do. And I'm not sure who it is, to be honest with you.
But I think there's no chance Lamar goes. I think there's no chance he goes.
I think that if you think that Preston article, and Rob, we talked about this last week, I think if you think that Preston article was dramatic and bringing a little drama here, you haven't seen anything yet for this offseason. I don't want to see that happen, because I'm telling you right now, the stuff that's going to come out and the conversations that are going to be had, they're going to be pretty uncomfortable for this fan base, for this city, for this organization. I think one of them goes. I don't know who it is. I don't know how you don't make a change. I mean, 8 years at that point at quarterback with this team, with this coach, and you just haven't been able to get over the hump. Something drastic has to change. I don't know who it's going to be, but I think it will be one of them.
Hey, Rick, we were supposed to talk college football a little bit ago, but Rob forgot about a guest that we had on. Can I ask you your opinion on who wins the national championship?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead. What are you thinking? What games do you want to talk about, or just in general?
Just in general, who do you think the best team is? I mean, I'm pulling for Indiana, but I don't know who's going to win it all.
No, I'm pulling for Indiana, too. I love Cignetti and just what he's been able to do with that program. That guy is the real deal, and it's just been fun to watch. Mendoza's been a great story, too. I don't know. I think Ohio State obviously has the most talent across the board. Okay, they got guys who've been there and they've done it before. You got Jeremiah Smith, who a big time playmaker. You know, you call on him when clutch moments are needed. But I think somebody, if a team like Alabama, okay, and people are going to laugh, I think if Alabama can go out there and win tonight, Indiana.
Tonight is Ohio State and Miami.
Tomorrow night. So the team like Alabama, who we know has the talent, they've just been inconsistent. You got a quarterback that's been inconsistent, but if they can go out there and they can control that game, and they got a stud wide receiver too that everybody's forgotten about this year, Ryan Williams, because he's had a bit of an inconsistent year. They go out there and they do what they do in the trenches, and they overload Indiana, because I think that's where the game is going to be separated. To me, that's a team that can make a little bit of a run there. But yeah, Indiana and Cignetti, I mean, how can you not root for them? To me, that's kind of like
I'm not rooting for them
the whole year.
I'm not rooting for them. Screw them.
They're a touchdown favorite.
Who are you rooting for?
Anybody but them. No, I'd actually like to see. Number one, I'm not a Cinderella kind of guy. Screw them. Love to see Alabama win it again, or for, like Jeremy said, Ole Miss to get it done. Yeah. Oh, by the way, folks that are outside right now, I know it's cold, and you've been waiting a long time for the bus. You're in the wrong place. You need to be here because it comes by here all the time. It runs right over me by my coworkers. I'll be laying under it. Don't worry about it.
Rick, quick follow-up because I really love talking college football the last day of the year before the big playoffs. And we get 3 minutes to do it. But I appreciate your insight on that, man.
Hey, Ole Miss would be a great story. Are you kidding me? Losing Lane Kiffin and the way that all went down, and then they go out and that team rallies together. I would be rooting for them too. But I think the Bama-Indiana game is interesting. If Bama gets that done, watch out. Nobody's going to want to see them.
Well, Jeremy and Ed are pulling for Indiana, and that's the real reason that I want them to lose.
That's the real reason. I knew it was something. I was wondering how long it was going to take for you to tell me the truth.
Just be a little petty, that's all. Your team, the Eagles, play the Commanders. Are they playing anybody on Sunday?
No. Look, in the past couple of years, every year that they've gone to the Super Bowl, they sat their guys out the last week of the season, the rest of the majority of the starters. Love where they're at right now. Going into Buffalo, huge win for the mentality and confidence standpoint. You can go into an atmosphere like that on the road, get it done. The offense looked great in the first half, nightmare in the second half. But the big story with the Eagles is, and why they can repeat again, it's a championship caliber defense. And it all starts up front. That defensive line may be the best in football. The interior tackles, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. I mean, those dudes, you can't block them. So this is a team that has found its stride at the right time, and Jalen is cool and calm in the biggest moments. It looks like they're going to draw the Rams first round, and I love the Rams. I beat the horn about them all year long with you guys, but they come out of that alive and they win that. I see no reason why they're not walking back to the Super Bowl.
Give me a Ravens-Steelers winner. Score.
I think the Ravens win on Sunday. Ugly, but they win. I'm going to go 24-23. Ooh. Last second field goal. Tyler Luke comes up big. And I don't know who's going to be in a quarterback. But if he's practicing, you got to figure
it's going to be Lamar. The only thing I'm shocked by is that he's practicing today. I thought he would play all the time. I said all along I think he plays. I just didn't think you would have him at practice to maybe Thursday or Friday. I'm surprised. And to be honest with you, the fact that he's practicing today, he's playing. He's playing.
Jeez, I can't even remember the last time he had a Wednesday practice.
Exactly.
Did anybody?
I don't remember either. Hey, what you got going on other than celebrating the new year?
Look, I'm going to say this. If they win on Sunday, Lamar plays, and that offense looks good, and this defense has been doing what it's doing, watch out. The AFC is wide open, and nobody's going to want to see this team at that point.
Agreed.
So we'll see. We are going up to Pittsburgh, not me. Our team will be up there. We'll have live coverage, starting on Friday from the game. Purple pregame show, we'll have you covered with that. And then 5, 7, 11 o'clock, I always have your news. But other than that, low-key tonight, I just want to thank you guys for everything in 2025. You guys are awesome. Your show's top-notch. Is the reason why it's number one. But
thank you,
it really is enjoyable to come on here every Friday with you guys, the team, Joe behind the scenes, and just chop it up. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to it every week.
Thank you very much, man. Rick. Happy New Year to you, my brother.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. My best to you and your families. Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.